At the Crystal Coast, you'll find unrivaled beauty. Always. Unmistakable charm. Forever. And the perfect vacation for everyone in the family. Every single visit. When it's time to get away, choose the 85 miles of beaches and 11 waterfront towns on North Carolina's uncrowded coast. Visit crystalcoastnc.com/booking to book your next unforgettable getaway.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. This is Todd Starnes. We are back in our studio here in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee. Great to be back with you after spending the past several days in Washington. Now, we are following a breaking news story today out of Minneapolis, just absolutely horrifying, where we understand at least two children were killed when a gunman opened fire during an all-school mass at a Catholic church. Now, there is a press conference underway right now, and I want to go right to that press conference and see what we can learn. All right, so we're not going to do that. So, guys, please let me know when we get that ready. But again, the breaking news is that we have at least two children dead. We have at least 17 others shot, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old among those who are dead. It's just absolutely horrifying. Now, we understand that the gunman opened fire outside of the church. And sprayed, we understand, as many as 100 rounds into the church. The gunman, they're only describing him as dressed in all black. Let's take a listen to an eyewitness to the shooting, cut number two.
Parents were on the left side, and so he was on the left side. So there must have been sporadic gunfire going on. He said it looked like just a normal Sunday mass. So it was full, you know, of people and children. So.
And how did he get out?
He just ran, you know, when the fire, he said it seemed like it went on for eternity, but when it stopped, he ran out of the building.
When did you first hear about this?
So we live about 2 blocks from here. I was on a call. All the windows of our home were open. I know what gunfire sounds like, and I could tell, I was shocked. I said, there's no way that could be gunfire. There was so much of it. So it was sporadic. It was a semi-automatic. It seemed like a rifle.
So there you have it. And the latest news out of this Minneapolis, Minnesota Catholic school shooting, two children killed, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, 17 others injured. We understand the gunman may have taken his own life. That's the very latest information we're getting. They're not telling us much about the gunman. We know the FBI is there, and local reporters are saying there is a significant presence of federal authorities there. One witness says there was so much gunfire, they said it just would not stop. And eyewitnesses report children, I mean, these are small kids. This is like a K through 8 Catholic school. So there were a lot of young children who were, I can't even begin to imagine what those poor kids were going through. Cut number four, please.
As you can see, more families taking their children home now after what has been just a horrific morning for them at Annunciation Catholic School. But just thinking about those who are involved, and again, we don't have information on victims yet, but we know that a gunman is down and dead, so we know that there has been a shooting here.
I also want to point out, while we were on air, around 9:15, maybe 9:20 or so, we did see Mayor Jacob Frey arrive at the scene and was let inside the crime tape, presumably getting much closer, talking to law enforcement officers who are responding. So we'll be waiting to see. We're closely monitoring his channels, his information, as potentially someone who could give us an update about what happened. But obviously, they want to make sure they have all of the information first. And as Amy's been saying, anything like this happens, you'll see a lot of information out on social media about potentially people wounded, potentially people shot. Not always when someone is hurt in this situation does it mean that they were shot, even though this was a call for a shooting. Mm-hmm. So we're just working to gather all that. We want to make sure we bring you the latest information and most accurate information.
All right. So there you have it. The Annunciation Catholic School is where all of this took place. They're saying the police chief, Brian O'Hara, saying this was a deliberate act of violence against innocent children and other people worshiping. The sheer cruelty and cowardice of firing into a church full of children is absolutely incomprehensible. Now, they're not giving us any information about the gunman. And typically at this point, we're getting certain information, you know how it is in these kinds of mass shootings, and you know how the media plays this up. So if it's a white kid, a white Christian kid, boom, they're releasing that information immediately. But again, we're not going to speculate, so we're just going to wait and see when they release the information, and hopefully we'll be able to get some more intel on a motive and who was behind this and why they did this. But certainly pray for the good people there in Minnesota, Minneapolis, those poor moms and dads. I cannot even begin to imagine. By the way, we have live coverage of all of this up over at toddstearns.com, and you can read all of the latest videos as well from the scene that our team has compiled, so be sure to check that out. Welcome again to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So following a lot of other news stories that are breaking around the country, and of course, this is the story that that will simply not go away, which is the crime across America. And we had on my Newsmax show last night the great Bill Cunningham from WLW in Cincinnati. And here's how crazy things are in Cincinnati right now. Cunningham told me that city leaders, the Democrats, are demanding that white people need to be arrested at the same level as black people in Cincinnati. So if you remember a couple of weeks ago, you had that massive mob and you had the white folks that were beaten by the black mob. So now city leaders are saying, well, look, there were only two or three white people beaten, but those people need to be charged too. And you can only charge three black people. So if three black people get charged with a crime, then three white people get charged with. I am not making this up. So I want to listen in to our conversation we had last night on Newsmax with the great Bill Cunningham. Joining me now is Bill Cunningham, the great talk radio host at 700 WLW in Cincinnati. Bill, good to see you back again. No surprise here, is it, sir?
Well, I call you the Todd Father of Newsmax. You're the Todd Father. You cover the important issues. 3 hours ago, we had an arraignment. You might recall from the video, there was a large, I use the term white man who was bald, whose head suffered about 28 blows from the fist and the boots of those who were eventually charged. And one of them was that cocaine, that fentanyl dealer. He was arraigned in court at 1 o'clock this afternoon himself on a criminal charge that city council demanded be filed against him as the victim because too many of the charged individuals had black skin. They said there's too many African Americans being charged. And so the city prosecutor's office demanded the Cincinnati police file criminal charges against the guy whose head was a punching bag for 28 blows. And he was charged with a crime, but the police would not sign the charge. The police said, the union head, Ken Kober, I've had on a few times, he said, our police will not sign false charges against an innocent victim. Including Holly, the woman you see there, who was one punch, one out. And so city council, playing the game of racial politics, wanted to have more criminal defendants even it out between white and black. Instead of dealing with behavior or merit, they said, let's charge a white person. And city prosecutor buckled, despite the fact the police, the line Investigators said there's no criminal charge against Holly or against the guy's name was Alex Travinsky, who was arraigned about 3 hours ago on a criminal charge himself. So they took the so-called white victim and made him a white defendant to even out the racial scales. What about that, Todd Father? What do you think about that?
Oh, my God. You know what? Common sense sleeps with the fishes in Cincinnati. This is insane, Bill. Now, I understand that the police union is speaking out about this. They delivered a no confidence vote against the mayor last night. Is that right?
In fact, it's never happened before. There's about 950 cops. About 25% are African-American. About 38% are female. And they said that because of the behavior of Avtab Purewal and the way he's handled this thing, that they have no confidence in his ability to continue as mayor, and they've called for his resignation. And the city manager, Cheryl Long, who is a devotee and an appointee of the mayor, is the one who instigated the criminal charges against a white victim to even out the racial scales. Needless to say, I had Governor Mike DeWine on my radio show today, and finally, after a month, Avtab Purewal has accepted help from the state. So we're going to have state troopers coming in. We're going to have certain liquor control agents coming in. We're going to refer more cases to the feds in Cincinnati under Donald Trump, because we can't rely upon the prosecutor system to find the guilty innocent and not to file criminal charges against the innocent. In fact, earlier today also, there was a verdict in Cincinnati where a young African-American coach, a youth football coach, also a father, brought a gun to an eighth grade youth football game, and he shot after the game was concluded on the field and wounded the other coach. They shot him three times, and that guy was found not guilty of attempted murder, not guilty of felonious assault, not guilty of causing alarm. And this is a coach and a father who brings a 45 to a youth football game. That's where justice is in Cincinnati.
Bill, I got to tell you, it's not that we've got crime. Now we've got lawlessness on the streets of Cincinnati. Real quick, before we close, what are your listeners telling you? What are they saying?
My listeners want the National Guard. My listeners want the state to be involved. My listeners want law enforcement. We've had a 200% increase in serious crime in Cincinnati in the OTR area in the last 30 days. It's getting worse, not better. And I listened to Joe Messina about women not wanting to wear Louis or carry Louis or have rocks on their fingers. In Cincinnati, a couple of friends of mine have a throwaway car. And I said, what's a throwaway car? It's a car that doesn't look very good. So when you go downtown, if your car is stolen underneath you or a gun's put upside your head, guess what? You got a throwaway car to give to the robbers. How about a throwaway cars? How about that?
Well, this is insane. Look, if you thought crime was bad in your town, Cincinnati may have just said, hold my roop here. You heard Bill Cunningham there, ladies and gentlemen, say that some people, if they're going to a night on the town, they've got a spare car that is just it's a throwaway car ready for the junkyard. They take that car in. So if they get carjacked or if they get broken into, well, then it's not a big deal. Dylan, I'm curious, when you go into downtown Memphis, do you have a spare car that you just you don't want to hurt your regular car, your regular ride?
You lost me at going downtown Memphis.
So you don't go down there.
Oh, I try to avoid it nowadays.
This is insane. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's interesting because people like Cincinnati and people who live in Cincinnati and Chicago and these other places, they are just begging President Trump, to come in and do something. His numbers are off the charts. The Associated Press today saying President Trump's approval rating 45%, an all-time high among everybody, including a lot of Democrats. And meanwhile, the Democrat Party is completely imploding because the Democrats have literally said this. This is now the talking point of the Democrat Party nationwide. We stand with the criminals. All right. Good luck to you. Good luck winning elections with that one. All right. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. 260-5926. Again, we are following this horrible, horrible tragedy out of Minneapolis. We'll let you know if there are any more updates, and we will pass those along to you. This is the Todd Stern Show. A major retail chain just canceled a massive order, leaving MyPillow with an overstock of classic MyPillows. Now it's your gain. For a limited time, MyPillow offering their entire classic collection at true wholesale prices. Get a standard MyPillow for just $19.98. Want more? Upgrade to a queen size for only $24.98 or king size for $29.98. Snag body pillows for $39.98 and versatile multi-use pillows for just $12.98. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 to score these amazing deals. Plus, when your order totals $75 or more, you'll receive $100 in free digital gifts, no strings attached. That's right, premium pillows at unbeatable prices and bonus gifts to top it off. Don't wait. Head to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 now. And don't forget to use promo code STARNS to grab your standard MyPillow for only $19.98 while supplies last. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. The mayor of Minneapolis, this guy is a nutcase. But honestly, between, you know, he's there is some sort of a Somalian who is running against him who actually could very well become the next mayor of Minneapolis. Anyway, the mayor still is out there making all sorts of lunatic statements. So we just had a school shooting at a Catholic church, and the mayor is out there blasting people who are offering prayers for the victim. I kid you not. Take a listen.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church. These are kids that should be learning with their friends. They should be playing on the playground. They should be able to go to school or church in peace without the fear or risk of violence, and their parents should have the same kind of assurance.
Okay, this guy, he is your typical soy boy leftist, this fellow right here. And he came to national prominence when he participated in the Somali Independence Day Festival in Minneapolis, which is one of their largest festivals because Minneapolis has been completely overrun. And so anyway, this guy up there, the soy boy snowflake that he is, gets up there and tries to do a Somali dance, which basically would be as bad as you could possibly imagine. White boy doing the Somali dance. Woohoo. I'm diverse. I support diversity. My name is Jacob. I'm a white guy, got no rhythm, doing the Somali dance. That's who he is. Anyway, he's out. Who in their right mind, even a Democrat, you would think a Democrat would know that you would never say something like that, especially outside of a Catholic church that just got shot up by Lord knows what, some sort of a savage monster. We're going to get more information as soon as they... We're just not going to speculate here. We're going to bring that information to you as soon as it comes in. But again, the very latest, at least two people are dead, and those are children, 8 years old, 10 years old. The gunman killed himself, and many others inside the church were injured, most of them believed to be children there at the Annunciation Church, is a Catholic church and school there in Minneapolis. All right, coming up, I am shocked here. Ben Dieter, of all people, just sent me a story link. One of the local Memphis leftist rags, and I mean this, it is such a horrible magazine. They have just written a hit piece about the radio station I own and yours truly. And I'm going to read some of this. It's really fascinating because what they actually thought was a hit piece on yours truly, personally, I'm taking it as a great compliment. So we're going to read this. And some guy named Jackson Baker, is that the guy that's like 120 years old and has very bad hygiene? Is that the writer we're thinking about? They're all kind of look alike. and smell alike. So I don't know. We're going to find out who this guy is, and we'll try to get him on the show. That would be fun. All right, hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
So I don't know if you guys have these leftist or liberal-leaning magazines in your town, and basically these are run by all these old, they're aging, dying, decrepit hippies, and you feel sorry for them. You really do. I mean, this is the last gasp for a lot of these folks before they hit that psychedelic trip to, you know where. And so, they need a job, and they've got to have something to do with their time. And so they write for, you know, these leftist publications, sort of magazines. And these are the ones they do. They focus a lot on music and arts and culture, but it's all left-leaning. And then they have, you know, the Entertainment Report. Here's what's coming up. Well, we have one of those in Memphis, and I don't think anybody reads this thing anymore. You know, Dylan, they're all over. You know, when you go into like a restaurant, you'll see the basket of reading materials, and there will be the Memphis Flyer. That's mm-hmm. what they call it, the Memphis Flyer. Do we know why they call it the Memphis Flyer?
I do not know yet.
I don't begrudge these people. I mean, you don't want anybody unemployed because then you got to take care of, you know, so at least they're trying to be gainfully employed here. But there is they don't like us. They don't like the Todd Stern Show. They don't like the fact that I moved back to Memphis. They just don't like conservatives at all. And these people are in cahoots with like the NPR crowd and the National Public Welfare Radio. We can't call them that anymore because we defunded them. And by the way, thank you for that, Mr. President. And a lot of people got upset because they said, well, a lot of good, hardworking people are now out of jobs in places like Memphis because of you, Starnes, and your support of Donald Trump. Well, I have a suggestion. They can go work at the public library. I think that's really the only place an NPR news host or news anchor will ever be able to go and work. And the reason why is, or maybe you could host a golf tournament. Could you please keep it down? This is the public library. I mean, would you listen to that all day? No, I don't think anybody would. It would put me to sleep. It would. It really would. So anyway, the Memphis Flyer writes this story about my visit to the White House and my interview with President Trump. And it's been a really good week for us here on the Todd Stern Show. Last week, President Trump called in to the show, and then we did the show from the White House on a Monday, and the president had me in for a private audience with him inside the Oval Office, which was just fascinating. What did you think? Dylan, I showed you the medallion.
That thing's heavy.
Yes.
It feels expensive.
It could be used as a weapon.
Yeah. To say the least.
If need be.
It's very pretty to look at.
It was a very nice thing the president did. So anyway, here is the headline of the piece here, written by a guy named Jackson Baker, who I think has got to be like, I don't know, 120 or 130 years old. But the guy still gets around, and God bless Geritol. But what I found fascinating about this story, and he meant for it to be, I think, a hit piece on me and the radio station I own, KWAM, and all of our great listeners across the Mid-South. But I noticed, Dylan, and you pointed this out, when he actually wrote and posted this story.
Yes.
4 a.m.
4 a.m. This morning.
As near as I can tell, he was probably getting up to pee, do his business, and he said, you know what, I hate KWAM, I'm going to write a hit piece. And I've got to read some of this. It's just, it's cracking me up. This is from the Memphis Flyer. It's called the headline, and it's got the, they stole the photo. They didn't even ask permission to use the photo. Stole the photo of me and President Trump in the White House. Cracks in the barrel. Memphis's far-right radio has lots of issues to lament. Well, this is true. We got a lot wrong with the country because of people like Jackson Baker and all those other kind of hippie-dippies. He says it's a truism these days that social media, for better or for worse, plays a significant role in the dissemination of political messaging. The Elon Musk-owned X platform. Oh, they had to get Elon's name in there. The Elon Musk-owned X platform continues to carry a lot of contributors' political weight online. Much of it MAGA-inflected, though others' points of view are still to be found there. In other words, let me say this. Yeah, Elon stopped the censorship. He's letting everybody have their say. Then he goes on to write this. Many centrist and left-leaning posters have gone to over to a rival platform, the fledgling Blue Sky. Has anybody been? I've never been there. Which aspires to be something like the MSNBC. You see, Jackson, you need a good editor. Because a good editor would have told you, Jackson, it's not MSNBC anymore. It's PMS Now. That's the name of the network, sir. PMS Now. So they're saying Blue Sky is supposed to be something like, I don't know, PMS Now. And then he goes, and then there is talk radio, which is still pretty much the province of the political right. Mike Fleming, who was a local Memphis host years ago, has gone on to his reward, but radio station KWAM, the Mighty 990, alternatively billed as the Mid-South's conservative blowtorch, still keeps the sound of it alive. Well, you're welcome, Jackson. Thank you for the compliment. But I don't think, Dylan, he meant that as a compliment.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
Don't think so.
Monday morning was a case in point. Station proprietor Todd Starnes. Oh, I like that. You know, normally I'm the station owner. I like that. Station proprietor. I'm the proprietor of KWAM. I like that. Maybe get that on the business card. Station proprietor Todd Starnes, who famously can boast a recent call-in from Donald Trump, no less. Sir, that's President Donald Trump. President Trump. Followed by a sit-down interview with the president in Washington, turned the prime drive time hour of 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. over to the Memphis Police Association director. Yes, we're pro-police here. What's wrong with that? Why is he bothered by that? He said, after lamenting some troubling recent crime incidents, we've got people dropping dead all over the place, sir. Anyway, he goes on and he's complaining about our host. He's complaining about Republicans. And then he gets to my national show. The Noon Hour featured Starnes himself from Washington, broadcasting live from the White House, he boasted. Well, of course, who wouldn't boast? I'm just curious, Jackson Baker, have you ever been invited to the White House? Well, maybe back during the Franklin Delano Roosevelt years, okay, but I'm just guessing. I don't know how old the guy is. Starnes giving his enthusiastic approval of the ongoing federal takeover of police functions in D.C. and chatting it up with second-tier administration officials. Wow. Up yours, pal. So here's the deal. The fact of the matter is, the federal takeover of the police department has revolutionized Washington, D.C. It is one of the cleanest cities I have been in a very long time. I was able to walk around in the downtown area, didn't have to worry about getting mugged or carjacked. The people are in a great mood. The Uber drivers feel safe on the roadways now. Local residents are thanking the president. But I suspect that Mr. Baker, in addition to being a hippy-dippy, is a hippy-dippy liberal. And he probably ascribes to this notion that we should give the criminals free reins of our cities. And what's this about second-tier administration officials? Lee Zeldin is the EPA administrator, for crying out loud. Starnes, too, fulminated against the Cracker Barrel rebrand, which he characterized as trying to make Cracker Barrel cool for the Gen Z intellectuals. We'll get to Cracker Barrel in just a little while. He and a conservative interlocutor agreed that the availability of beer at various Cracker Barrel franchises was a no-no. Oh, that must have been Josh. Was a no-no. Beer doesn't go with biscuits and gravy, they agreed, but they entertained, presumably facetiously, the idea of the establishments offering some authentic country moonshine instead. Oh, wow. You know what's really sad about this? I've just realized this, Dylan. Not only is this guy a hippy-dippy libtard, he doesn't have a sense of humor. And that's sad. I hate that. I really do. Another well-known institution, the National Football League, came in for some dispraise in the NFL's case for the increasing tendency of various teams to employ male cheerleaders, wondering aloud if this move presaged an effort to make the sport itself a little less masculine. What's up with the $15 words here? You know, you think anybody in Horn Lake, Mississippi is going to be reading this? Barnes, give me the dictionary. Google it, George. And then he gets to the point. Like it or not, Stearns' blowtorch is extending its reach. No, sir. We have been around for a very long time. I don't know what you've been listening to. Maybe PMS Now or National Public Welfare Radio. He said Stearns' blowtorch is extending its reach to some 169 radio stations, he claims. And one of his on-air guests on Monday, EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, made a point of congratulating him for going national. In the proverb of the day, it is what it is. Well, what does that mean? It just seems to me, Dylan, that at 4 a.m., after he flushed, we were on his mind. Maybe we said something that just really irritated him, but it sounds like he just sat down and listened to the radio all day and just took notes.
Yeah, it actually sounds like you gained a listener, maybe a fan.
Well, I just want to say welcome. Welcome.
Yeah. You should get a book.
Welcome to you. Yes. This makes absolutely no sense. By the way, the photo caption kills me. So they've got the picture of me. Dylan, go back up to the top of the story. It's got me and the president in the Oval Office, and here's the caption, Todd Starnes and friend.
Yeah, the friend.
It's the president of the United States, man.
Interesting choice there.
Wow. Well, you know, again, everything he said, we wear as a badge of honor here. You know, we are proud on this radio program. And I want to step out for just a moment and say something about our team. And we are going to be adding a lot more stations, and we're going to be announcing some really cool partnerships in the coming days. We're not owned by the corporate guys. And I wear that as a badge of honor because they don't tell us what to say. Nobody tells me what to say. I say what's on my mind. And you may agree or disagree, but you know what? You can come on the show and you can have your say. That's what we do here. And we're going to get to the calls in just a moment. I want to finish my thought, though, on this. The problem with people like Jackson Baker, the hippy-dippy libtard, is that if they actually did listen to our conservative talk radio station here in Memphis, they would hear not only Republican voices, but also Democrat voices. Because on this radio station, we don't censor people. On this radio talk show, we don't censor people. And the reason why is I want people exposed to what the Democrats are thinking so that we can debate the issues. When I do my Newsmax show, one of the big rules is I've got to have somebody on there who disagrees with me so we can prove the point that conservative ideas always win the day. Otherwise, you're just talking into a vacuum. But what this article really tells me is that people on the left are freaking out about the influence that this radio station or this radio show has wielded for a very long time now. And for whatever reason, people are just now waking up and discovering that. But you know what? I would say to Mr. Baker, you know, keep listening, and one day you might be converted over to the right way of thinking. And who knows? You might be able to write for a publication that people actually, you know, read. I will say this. Some guy named Steve wrote in, people believe the garbage that Stearns puts out because they desperately want to. because they cannot bear to think that they have any responsibility for what is happening to themselves or others. Again, I'm not sure what this guy's talking about here. I'm a constitutionalist. You live your life the way you want to live your life, as long as it doesn't impact me and my family. It's really that simple. But this notion, and I'll get to this. I've got to take a break here, and we're going to get to the phones. We've got Mark holding in Houston. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to be the conservative blowtorch of America, and we wear that honor like a badge. All right, we'll be right back.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
You know, the broader question is, does radio still matter? And folks, I believe it absolutely does matter. And I know there are so many people in Washington that told me a lot of the handlers and the staff of the congresspeople how much they listen to talk radio, and especially our show. And so when you guys call in, you need to know that when your opinion is being heard by people who are in those power-making and those decision-making positions in our nation's capital. So well done. Well done, you. 901-260-5926, the number. Let's go to Houston. Patriot Talk 920, one of our great affiliates. Mark, what is on your mind today?
Well, Todd, I just wanted to say that I have reached my maximum allowable tolerance from these heterophobes accusing me of things, when in fact, it's really them who, I don't know if it happens in their early childhood upbringing and something bad happened to them, but all of a sudden, I become some phobic, when in fact, the heterophobes are the ones that have this issue that needs to be resolved. I don't have the phobia. They have the phobia. They're heterophobes.
I've been using that phrase for a very long time, Mark, and I think there is something to that. There are people that are, for whatever reason, straight people trigger them. The reality is without straight people, you wouldn't be having babies. I'm just saying. By the way, there's... In some circles, they actually call the straight people breeders. Can you believe that? Breeders.
That's a compliment.
Well, yes, it is. I will say, though, Mark, what I find fascinating is that there are these efforts to change culture and to influence culture. And when you've lost people like Snoop Dogg, you've lost the argument. And I think over the next couple of years, we're going to see a massive pushback in all of this sex and gender stuff they've been shoving down the throats of our kids. And the amount of damage many of these teachers have done, it is shameful, and it ought to be, quite frankly, criminal, Mark. It ought to be criminal.
Thank you, Todd.
Mark, thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening to Patriot Talk. I know they appreciate you. Coming up, remember, we're going to go back in the Todd Stearns time machine here. Remember back in the 1980s, the Reagan-Bush T-shirts? Well, it turns out that Gen Z conservatives love those retro T-shirts, and a lot of young conservatives that are, you know, 17, 18, 19 years old are now wearing the Reagan-Bush 84 T-shirts. We're gonna talk about that coming up. I don't know about you. I'm excited about Gen Z. There is something happening with these kids, and I think they may be the saving grace of our nation after what the millennials have done to us. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Hour two coming up, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, head over to ToddStearns.com. We have live coverage of the Minneapolis school shooting, videos, stories, information for you there. Coming up, we're going to be talking to a guy running for Congress in Tennessee to replace Mark Green. Liz Peek is going to drop by as well. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. We are broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. From right here in our headquarters, Memphis, Tennessee. Hope you guys are doing great wherever you might be today. And it's so nice to be back here in the Mid-South. By the way, good to have Cassie back with us. And Dylan, this is really nice. Cassie went on vacation to somewhere up north in Yankee territory, a state called New Jersey. And she brought us back some delicious treats, specifically me.
Yes.
There's only one place in the world that you're allowed to purchase and consume taffy, and that would be New Jersey, and specifically the Jersey Shore. And Cassie delivered. Have you had any of the taffy she brought back?
So I didn't know this, but they actually make a root beer flavored taffy, and I guess they have that in the New Jersey place she went. It's very good.
It's called Shriver's is the name of the taffy place, saltwater taffy. And in Ocean City, New Jersey, and Taffy wins the Employee of the Month award for bringing back taffy.
Yes, I agree. And I feel like that's the expectation whenever someone goes on vacation. So, mm-hmm. You know, Todd, whenever you go on vacation.
That's true. I mean, you went to Peru and came back and gave everybody something. I don't know. I'm just kidding. Yes. So anyway, Cassie, thank you. I know she's busy working the phones right now, but wow, this is delicious. I just had a piece of chocolate taffy, a saltwater taffy during the break. All right. Welcome, everybody. Hour two of the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and trust you're having a lovely day or lunch wherever you might be today. So we're following this horrible story out of Minneapolis where we're now being told that gunmen actually used three weapons in the attack on the Catholic church and school. We do know that two of the dead are children, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, and many, many others are injured, and many of them happen to, in fact, be small children. I believe this was a K-8 school, so just a horrible tragedy there. And we'll keep you updated on any developments in that incident as they come. You know, last night there was some interesting news. Cracker Barrel came out with a statement, and Cracker Barrel announced that they would now be going back to the old logo. So they are now waving the white flag of surrender. At least this is how it's all been portrayed. They're waving the white flag of surrender, and they're saying, you know what? We made a mistake. We're going to put the old timer back on the Cracker Barrel logo. So the good news is the cracker and the barrel are going back on the logo. And what I find fascinating is that the old-timer actually got his job back at Cracker Barrel because of Donald J. Trump. I mean, the man's putting America back to work again. God love you, Mr. President. Now if we could only do the same thing for Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and the Indian chick on the Land O'Lakes butter thing. And I'm sure there's somebody else that we're missing that's been canceled by all of this. Fruit Loops? I'm surprised they haven't canceled Fruit Loops. I mean, even I can see where that would be derogatory. It's the rainbow colors. Just add milk. Mm-mm. Delicious. I could see that would be a problem. Yeah. By the way, if anybody from the Memphis Flyer is listening, I was being facetious. So I'm just curious here to hear your thoughts about that. Where do you stand now? Is all forgiven with Cracker Barrel? Are you going to take the family there after church on Sunday? Are you going to order old Uncle Herschel's breakfast favorite? Is that what you're going to do? Is all forgiven now? Because the only thing they agreed to do was change the logo back. The leftist policies are still there. They changed the PEG game, so now it's like more friendly. They don't want to call anybody an ignoramus. And Cracker Barrel has really been through the ringer over the years. They were targeted early on by the woke mob, and everybody was coming after them. You had the LGBT folks. You had the BLM folks. It was really ugly. Just really, really ugly. And there were boycotts. Everybody was hating on Cracker Barrel. And I can understand why they did what they did. But you can't ever cave to these. You just can't. You cannot cave to the woke mob. You just cannot do that. There is a story, and many of you may not remember this. In 1991, Cracker Barrel, this is terrible, Cracker Barrel had a policy, and it turned out this was a discriminatory policy, but they had the policy, and they fired employees. This was the accusation. They fired employees for not demonstrating normal heterosexual values. They were very concerned about where their employees were dipping their biscuits, so to speak. So there was a 6-week firestorm of protest, publicity. People were going crazy over this, and the company actually ended the policy. They did not hire back any of the employees who were not demonstrating normal heterosexual values. And I've always been curious what exactly that meant. What exactly were those normal heterosexual values that clearly some of their staffers were not engaging in? There was something going on down there in the chicken dumplings. I'm just telling you, it could have been, that was really bad. So all this was back in 1991, and according to the reporting of the time, 11 employees were fired for either being gay or lesbian as a result of the policy. I'm hearing possibly, and I've got to check my sources on this, Dylan, so please don't hold me to this Memphis Flyer. This is not the gospel. It's not the gospel truth because I haven't verified it. But I hear there are some things going on involving cast iron skillets, the pansexual crowd, kitchen appliances. That's just the rumor. Could be why the hash brown casserole just tasted a little off. Just a smidge. So for years, all that to say, for years, and then the whole BLM thing, and people claimed that, you know, they were told they were not allowed to eat in the restaurant. They hated it. They had to, you know, get a table at the back of the restaurant and all this kind of stuff. So finally, Cracker Barrel, I think they just said, you know what, we can't do this anymore. We cannot do this anymore. We're waving the white flag of surrender. We will do whatever you want. And now we've got rainbow-colored rocking chairs on the front porch of Cracker Barrel. And here we are. But in spite of all of that, and again, this is where I'm just curious, because, again, there are plenty of restaurants out there, and, you know, Waffle House being one of them. I'm a big Huddle House guy. I think Huddle House is, well, it's an elevated Waffle House experience, not by much. But
it's like one level above.
Just barely. But I like Huddle House. Freddy's for you folks out of the Midwest. And Culver's. Have you been to a Culver's? Holy cow. I accidentally went to one, and I've been praying they open one up in Memphis.
Cheese curds.
Yeah. Those things are mighty tasty. I'm willing to clog at least one artery for that. So anyway, I'm just wondering, is this all enough now to get you to go back to Cracker Barrel? And I say that because conservatives are notorious about doing bad jobs at boycotts. Aside from, like, Bud Light, for example, you guys did a great job there. But like Target, Yeah, that didn't work out. And mainly because you guys ordered the Chip and Joanna Gaines, I don't know, candles and fragrances and whatnot. And then Disney. So it's so funny. You folks are protesting and picketing Disney Monday through Friday, but on the weekend you're throwing on the mouse ears and saying, zippity doo-da, zippity a. I know I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying you're protesting, but then when it's time for church camp, everybody's heading down to Disney World. It is what it is. We don't judge here. We just point out the facts. So all that to say, I think everybody has missed the bigger story here. I really do. And here's the bigger story. I'm just going to tell you. Most of the conservatives on Fox, and I love my Fox and Friends people, but all you have to do is look at those. Just look at all those people on TV. Do you really think those people eat fried food? Do you really think they've asked Cracker Barrel if they can get a meatloaf sandwich on sourdough with a slather of Duke's mayonnaise over at Cracker? Do you really think that's happened? No. Those people drink grass smoothies, right? They don't eat meat. They're all vegans. That's why they look so so emaciated on the TV. Those people have never been to Cracker Barrel. And that's the problem. And you know, by the way, in the reporting, because they're saying things about Cracker Barrel that A, are not on the menu, or people do not go to Cracker Barrel to order those things. So they miss the bigger point here. You say, Todd, can you please get to the bigger point? Yeah, yes, I'm getting there. Just bear with me for a moment. Trying to get back into the swing of things. I had to catch a flight at 3 a.m. this morning, so I'm a little wound up right now. So bear with me for a moment. Here it is. The problem with Cracker Barrel, as much as people are cracking on the logo, it was not the logo. And it was not getting rid of old Uncle Herschel. It wasn't about getting rid of the barrel. It wasn't about changing the game. The problem with Cracker Barrel is that it lost its country flavor. That's the problem. The food. It's all about the, yeah, all this other stuff people are complaining about. I get it, and it's horrible, but that's not why people are stopping the Cracker Barrel visit. They're stopping because the food just doesn't taste any good. And it tastes like it's all been microwaved. So they're flash freezing it somewhere and they're microwaving. I think that's one of the reasons why. The same thing happened years ago. I think there was another chain. It may have been Applebee's. And when they started actually making the food there at the restaurant, the whole thing changed. So my recommendation is you gotta fix the kitchen. And if you don't fix what's broken in the kitchen, I think the old timer is going to be back on the unemployment line. I really do. And ultimately, I think that's the big problem. People are looking to make a quick buck. That's what they're trying to do. You know, I could do that through the radio station. I could turn this whole radio station you automated. But why would I do that? Because we would lose our flavor. What makes us who we are? The same thing's happening at McDonald's. Why do you think McDonald's is struggling? Because they painted everything gray. Everything is gray. There are no colors. The kids, where's the Mayor McCheese? Where's Grimace? Where's Ronald McDonald? Or the Hamburglar? Where are they? What about Chuck E. Cheese? They don't even have Chuck E. Cheese. You know why they don't have Chuck E. Cheese? He's afraid of getting shot. People don't even know how to behave at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm just saying. I'm digressing a smidge. But hear me on this. And by the way, thank you, President Trump, because the president is really doing a great service to the nation. I know a lot of people don't see this in the media, but the president is trying to help out these companies by saying, hey, look, you're screwing this up. You have time to fix this before you go belly up. That's what the president's saying. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Are you going back to Cracker Barrel or are you done? Now, you folks in Gainesville, you've got your own Longstreet Cafe, so you really have no reason to go anywhere else for a good meet and three. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
You know, I was trying to think of some of the other big brands that went woke, and I forgot all about Cream of Wheat. They actually had a black chef who was sort of like the spokesman for Cream of Wheat. His name was Rastus. And he got whacked. It turned out he was actually a real-life chef, by the way. Chef Frank L. White was the image, and they got rid of him in 2020. Then, of course, Lando Lakes, Eskimo Pie. They got rid of the little Eskimo fella. What's wrong with everybody? Those little Eskimos, you know, little igloos. Of course, the Washington Redskins, the Cleveland Indians as well. They tried to do that with the Atlanta Braves. I remember several years back where they tried to get everybody to do the stop doing the tomahawk chop. I don't think that went over very well with Atlanta Braves fans. I'm sure our WDON crowd remembers those days. All right, let's go to the phones, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Steve in Houston on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Man, I listen to your show every day, and yesterday, you know, you was talking about a similar topic, which was the burning of the American flag. And a caller pointed out that, you know, it's illegal to burn a rainbow flag because they consider it a hate crime, right?
That's true.
But if you burn a rainbow flag, what do you hate? You hate an ideology, not a person. And first of all, I've never heard of a love crime. You know, I've never heard of anybody murdering somebody because they love them. But as far as, you know, I've seen restaurants and them tearing down, you know, our culture and our history, even though it's a part of who we are, you know. But I always joked, you know, they should change the name of Cracker Barrel because, you know, they call white people crackers. That could be offensive to us. But, you know, it's just gone too far. I remember when my daughter got her first job, she was 16. She got it at Chick-fil-A, and she posted on Facebook because she was so proud to have a job. And she started getting attacked by her friends on Facebook because they said Chick-fil-A didn't support the LGBT whatever. And, you know, this one girl got on there, well, I'm a proud pansexual. And, I mean, I didn't even know what a pansexual was at the time. But, you know, this ideology, I think it's the youth that are being brainwashed about this. And, you know, it's gone way too far.
Steve, yeah, I'm just shocked to hear this. So you're telling me your daughter, 16 years old, getting her job, getting a job at Chick-fil-A, which is a noble thing for any teenager to do, to go out there and get a job, and she was coming under attack because people didn't like Chick-fil-A's values?
Exactly. I mean, this was her peers on Facebook, you know, and I didn't realize at the time how many of these the youth, our youth are being, and I think it's partly because of what they're teaching in school. You know, they're, it's not that, I don't know if they're just teaching LB whatever, but they're teaching that it's wrong to be against that. And, you know, I'm kind of divided on the flag thing because, you know, nobody would burn an American flag in front of me. I'm a biker, and I've got a vest that's got a patch on it with an American flag and says, try burning this one, a-hole, you know?
Steve, I like the way you think, my friend. Try dropping this. Okay, Steve, I got to run. Great call. Yeah, we love bikers, and we got a lot of them that listen to this program. By the way, 2 dead, 17 injured, 14 children. 2 of those kids in critical condition in Minneapolis. We'll keep you updated on the situation out of the Catholic school there. Wow, pray for those kids. Pray for their families. We'll be right back. All right. Want to give you an update here, everybody, on the situation out of Minnesota, which is just not good at all. So there is now confirmation and from CBS News. They've identified the gunman, a 23-year-old. His name is Robin Westman. His previous name was Robert Westman. So there are unconfirmed reports by multiple agencies that this guy happened to be a transgender dude. And there is a video manifesto that is circulating right now on social media. I just watched it. It is beyond bizarre and disgusting and terrifying. But this guy was obsessed with mass shooters, and on one of the magazines he wrote "Kill Trump." And it's all there, a 20-minute video that had been uploaded to YouTube, now being shared on social media. So just a bad situation there. We also understand he was armed with 3 weapons and had just a lot of firepower. So that's the very latest, and as promised, we'll keep you updated if anything else happens. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. There is a big special election coming up to replace Congressman Mark Green, who was a very prominent member of Congress. He has resigned, and now the 7th Congressional District in Tennessee up for grabs. Our next guest wants to be his replacement. His name is Mason Foley. He joins us live now on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Live. Mr. Foley, good to have you with us today.
Absolutely, Todd. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So, real curious here, Mason. Why do you want the gig?
Well, listen. I mean, it's such an exciting race here. I'm running to be the first Gen Z Republican member of Congress, and I think that this race is such a great opportunity. I grew up in the district, went to public school here, and went off to college and worked in Washington D.C. for a little bit, but came back here and helped start a healthcare company. We started in 7 counties in West Tennessee and helped expand it to 26 states, and really, you know, learned what it meant to build something. And whenever Congressman Green retired, really thought that this was a good opportunity from, you know, growing up here, creating jobs here, and really having a chance to serve is something that I think that I would be great at doing. And you know, this field is full of weak Republicans, and it's time that we get a strong conservative voice from the next generation to go up and support the president and his agenda.
There, and whoever wins the Republican primary will be the next congressman. I mean, it is a heavily Republican district. You said weak Republicans. Let's name some names here. Who do you think are the weak Republicans in the mix?
I mean, there's so many people in this field. I think that, you know, if you take a look at the list, some people would be able to identify it themselves. And that's why I'm so excited to be in the race, right? There's so many people that, you know, are going to go up, and they're not going to stand with the agenda after President Trump leaves. And me being a younger guy, I think that my pathway to victory is clear, and I'll be able to stand with the president long after he leaves. I think that President Trump has done such a great job at getting young people engaged in the political process, and we need to cement that progress up in Washington, D.C. I'm the exact opposite of Mandani up in New York City and AOC, and we need someone younger who can go and be an advocate for these conservative voices that have been brought to the movement, and we need to keep them engaged long after the president leaves the White House.
Americans for Prosperity, their Tennessee chapter, just sponsored a poll of likely voters, and there are a number of people running here. Jody Barrett got about 10% of the vote, followed by Gino Bolso, who's a state rep from Brentwood, 8.9%, and Lee Reeves from Franklin at 7.9%. This is the Middle Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. You polled less than 1%. So why is that, and what are you doing to boost your numbers?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, thank you for bringing that up. I think the biggest number on that poll that we want to highlight is that there's over 57% of people that are undecided, and we also have some internal polls that show that margin to be even larger. And so we have an incredibly targeted strategy, an incredibly focused strategy. I think that if you look at those four names that you just listed, right, those are state reps and people that came into the race with somewhat of notoriety. I don't think that any of the people that are pressing their name on a poll or saying that, you know, they've heard of them are going to be activated and want to show up in the special election that's so unique as this. I mean, early voting starts on September 17th and the election is on October 7th. It's like when it's such a unique time that you have to really be targeted on your strategy and make sure you're going to get your voters to turn out. And we think that we've identified a pretty great universe, and we're very convicted in our strategy and very excited about the poll numbers, and really want people to get out and support and help us. And if there's people in the district listening, we would love to have them on our team, but we feel very good about where we are.
I'm just curious, what sets you apart from the other guys aside from youth?
I think, you know, outside of the youth, I have experience building a business. I have experience understanding what it's like to grow something from small seven counties in West Tennessee and really expanded across the country. And also I have a healthcare background. You know, that business, we focused on rural healthcare. We were going into communities all over the country and working directly with patients and primary care providers and really understanding the issues that were most important to them. And I have Washington experience. I also grew up in the district. I went to public school here. Not many of the candidates have done that. And we really think that all of that combined with the age will really set us apart and give us a clear path to victory.
Mason Foley is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And, of course, with our Republican majority so slim right now, every single district matters. And this race is going to be vitally important. Mason, I'm curious, when you look at some of the things happening on the national level right now, President Trump wanting to deploy National Guard troops here in the state of Tennessee, what do you think? Should the president be sending troops, deploying troops to places like Memphis and Nashville?
I mean, look at how great of a job he's done in D.C. with the troops, right? It's like they've totally stopped the crime and out of control chaos that was happening up in D.C. And I think that, you know, having some sort of control restored to some of these cities would be incredible for our country and our state.
Would you support having the National Guard troops coming boots on the ground to deal with crime here in the volunteer state?
If President Trump showed the need and the benefit from the troops being here, of course.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there. I think, you know, at this stage of the game, we really do need to, when we send people to Congress, we need to make sure they're going to be rock solid America first, you know, lawmakers. Are you saying that you are one of those people that you're going to be supporting the president's agenda and you're going to work your tail off to get that agenda across the finish line?
Absolutely. And I think he's done such a great job already. And so I'm going to support him to finish the progress that he's made already on this term and then hopefully continue to carry this movement into my generation long after he's gone. I mean, we need to make sure that we're fighting for hardworking Americans, deporting illegal aliens, protecting Social Security and Medicare. And really, you know, once he's gone, we're going to really see the woke left start to try to, you know, have a resurgence, and we'll really see Republicans be tested on what it means to be America first and behind this movement. And I'm not going to be one of those guys that'll bend. I will stand strong with the mission that he started here, and we'll continue it long after he's gone.
All right. Mason Foley joining us. FoleyForCongress.com is the website address. That's F-O-L-E-Y, FoleyForCongress.com, if you want to get some information. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Middle Tennessee, and they're going to be very interested in this race. All right, Mason, we wish you nothing but the very best out there. Good luck to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. And like I said, it's just such a unique opportunity for us to send me. I'd be the first Republican Gen Z member of Congress and would really appreciate everyone's support and vote.
There you go. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Mason Foley running for Congress in Middle Tennessee as a Gen Z. And that seems to be the big platform, is that he is young. Generation Z, Went to Clemson University and was the student body president there, and then went to work on Capitol Hill, and now he is in the private sector running a healthcare business that focuses on rural communities. And Lord knows we need that. So if elected, Foley says he will become the first member of Congress born in Gen Z on the Republican side. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. When we come back, we're going to be getting an update from the situation there in Minneapolis. Big news, of course, what's happening with Newsmax. We're just exploding in growth. And I know so many of you watch our show, and I am so grateful for that. On Newsmax 2, 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Newsmax, by the way, going public on the New York Stock Exchange, and millions are joining our news revolution. We are now the fourth highest rated cable news channel, just behind CNN, one of the top news brands in America. That's according to Reuters. And I want to encourage you to download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV. Start watching right now. Well, not right now, but after the show. President Trump, one of the big Newsmax fans, get the free Newsmax app. Check out our Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. All right, there's a lot of reporting out there that the gunman who killed himself in this attack on the Catholic Church and school, the guy's name Robert Westman, this is now confirmed by all major media outlets, Robin Westman, but it turns out he was previously known as Robert Westman before changing his name. According to court documents, he started identifying as transgender when he was 17 years old. And according to some data, they're saying that 20% of Gen Z identifies as LGBT, which is, that is just, it's a statistical impossibility, which tells us that the nation's public school system has been playing with the minds and the mental instability of a lot of kids out there, a lot of very confused kids, and they've been intentionally doing it. This is horrifying, and it's not the first time that we've had a transgender person go on a rampage targeting Christians. Remember the Nashville school shooting? And by the way, the Biden administration and the police department there tried to cover all of that up. They didn't want people to know that there were transgender people going around shooting up and targeting Christians. But this, ladies and gentlemen, and again, this will come out, fortunately, because we have a new president in the White House, and we're gonna get details on what exactly went down here. But this is a very disturbing thing, because a lot of these transgender folks, and I've been following them on social media, these people need help. They need psychiatric, psychological help. Some of them even belong in hospitals so they can be treated. This is very disturbing, what has been happening in our country, where so many people, and by the way, this manifesto, this video that he posted, incredibly disturbing. Incredibly disturbing. So he left behind a handwritten note described as a part suicide letter and part manifesto. According to some online reports, he expressed years of depression, anger, and frustration with life, alongside a sense of exhaustion with work, bills, and the broader injustices he perceived in America. It's a tragedy. And when you look at many young people who are dealing with severe mental illnesses, and what have the schools been saying? It's not you. You're okay. You're not the problem. You don't have any problems. The schools, instead of getting these kids the help they needed, are loading them up on all sorts of horrible things, affirming their mental illness instead of treating it, and then they just shove them right out onto the streets. It's a dangerous thing, and it's a sad thing. And I just truly feel for these kids that are being just, their minds are being filled with propaganda. It is such a dangerous thing that's happened. So many unhinged people are walking on the streets of our cities right now. in our towns. And you just don't, you just don't, you never know what's going to happen. By the way, I was trying to explain to someone yesterday. We're having a conversation in the Newsmax newsroom, and I was trying to explain why there is so much hatred among the, I would say, Gen Z minorities directed at white people in particular. Really, the younger, it's really the younger side of the millennial crowd. And they couldn't understand, they couldn't come to terms with why is it that there's such anger there. And I tried to explain to them that all of this is rooted in education, which is why we have got to abolish the Department of Education. We have to. If we're going to save the country, we've got to abolish the Department of Education. And I explained to them, just think about this for a moment, all right? And in a way, and I'm not excusing Jasmine Crockett at all here, so just bear with me. But Jasmine Crockett has been educated from a very young age until, well, you know, she went through grade school at the private school, and then she went to Rhodes College and then graduate school from there. She was told through every step along her academic journey that she would never be able to reach her fullest potential because of the white person, the white man, and that she was oppressed. No matter how successful she would ever be in life, she would always be oppressed because of her skin color, and the person responsible for that is a person of the white skin color. And they were like, no, what? I said, yeah, that's what critical race theory was. It was teaching kids at a very young age that you are oppressed because of your skin color, and this other person over here, they're the oppressor because of their skin color. Folks, it is such an egregious lie from the pit of hell. That is such evil. Critical race theory was evil incarnate, because what that did in our classrooms, it lit the fuse for a slow-burning race war in this country. And when you see what's happening in our culture today, I am not surprised at all. At all. Now consider this. You have a child. And you, these kids are now 18, 19, let's just say the 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. All right, you've been through that. All right, you've been through 12 years from kindergarten. And they teach you. And they don't come right and say, okay, little 5-year-old Sally, you're black, so you're oppressed. And then, you know, okay, little Jimmy, you're white and you're the oppressor. It's not that like in your face until you get older. But they do it very subtly. And we've seen the lessons and people have been exposing all of this stuff. But could you imagine, just think about this for a moment. Imagine a child for 12 straight years of just high school, middle school, elementary school, preschool education, all right? And every single lesson they've been told, the white man's your enemy. You can't be friends with the white man. What do you think is going to happen along the way? Unless if you've got a mom and dad at home and they don't know what's going on in the classroom and they can't push back on that ideology, you know what you get? You get a nation full of people like the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson. You get Jasmine Crockett's. You get radicalized people that hate based on skin color. That is the evil of critical race theory. I gotta run, folks. Hang tight. We'll be right back, everybody.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we are following the story out of Minneapolis where a gunman opened fire outside of the church during an all-school mass. And some of the information now coming in from local TV. This is the NBC television affiliate in Minneapolis. And they are now confirming that the gunman, identified as Robin Westman, 23 years old, his mother worked at the Annunciation School, which is where this all happened. The NBC-affiliated is also reporting that court documents show that when Westman was 17 years old, he applied to change his name, his birth name, from Robert to Robin. Does that mean that he identified as trans? I have no earthly idea right now. We do not have that information. I'm not going to speculate, but I will say that his appearance would be that of a female. We understand also, and I want to give you an update here on the numbers of injured. We can confirm that two children were killed, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. Another 17 people suffered gunshot wounds. Of those, 14 were children, and two of those children were critically injured. The police chief, and we're going to play some audio from the chief a little bit later on, they were literally worshiping God when the gunfire opened, when the gunfire started. We're being told the gunman had a rifle, a shotgun, and also a shotgun. I want to read this literally just coming in from the President of the United States. As a mark of respect for the victims of the senseless acts of violence perpetrated on August 27th in Minneapolis, by the authority vested in me as President of the United States, by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, I hereby order the flag of the U.S. be flown at half-staff at the White House and upon all public buildings and grounds, at all military posts and naval stations, and on all naval vessels in the federal government and D.C. So the president, literally seconds ago, just getting this from the White House. And we will be having a wall-to-wall coverage tonight on my Newsmax show. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and bring into the conversation our good friend, the great writer Liz Peek. LizPeek.com is her website. Liz, good to have you with us today. And what a terrible tragedy in Minneapolis.
It is a terrible tragedy. And, you know, this is not the first trans person who has been accused of shooting up a church. And by the way, I think if anything good comes out of this, maybe people will begin to deal with the issues of the trans community. What do I mean by that? Obviously, some of these people are perfectly fine, but a great many are mentally not fine. And, you know, I think the sooner we begin to recognize that, the better. In other words, and, you know, you can get yourself in pretty big trouble talking about these issues, but there was a reason that the military historically did not want trans people admitted into the military. And the reason was they require a lot of medical care, but they also tend to have a much average, above average need for mental health care. And, you know, that's just sort of been swept under the rug in this ideological push to accept trans people as perfectly normal part of our community. I don't know that they are. And I think people need to start asking questions about that.
No, I do too, Liz. And by the way, you're never going to get in trouble on this program for speaking, you know, what needs to be said. And, you know, this is a very dangerous situation that we're dealing with here. And many of these people, as you said, not all, but many of them, are ill and they need treatment. And the ideal is that 20%, I saw a number, 20% of Gen Z identifies as LGBTQIA or whatever. That is just a statistically, that's just an impossible statistic. Something is going on here, and I really am concerned that we are intentionally confusing kids in many public school classrooms.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question that we are. And it has become, you know, it has become a bit of a cool thing, or it was sort of considered by young kids kind of chic, if you will, to be gender nonspecific, and you know, that kind of blossomed in middle school and high school, and yeah, parents have got to be very wary of this, because there is a period of time in a lot of kids' lives where they go through puberty and they're uncomfortable with that, or they're embarrassed. Girls are embarrassed all of a sudden, they're embarrassed, and men are embarrassed on different things. But parents have to guide their kids through this. It's a perfectly normal part of growing up. And it doesn't mean that you don't know that you're a male, you don't know that you're a female. A lot of kids like these days, if a girl likes to play sports, you know, all of a sudden she's pegged not maybe as a tomboy, which was what in my generation people called girls that love sports and the outdoors and stuff. Now everybody starts talking about whether her gender is wrong, whether, you know, she'd rather have a different gender. It's preposterous. And the earlier you raise these questions with kids, the earlier they begin to stew about it and become uncertain about it. And you can really wreck kids' lives. And by the way, talking about wrecking kids' lives, America is really one of the few places left that has a tolerance for what now is called gender-affirming care, which means all these terrible puberty blockers and other chemical treatments and even operations to align kids with what at very young ages they think their sex should be. It is a huge mistake. Europeans have gotten there ahead of us, realizing the damage they're doing to young people, and they've stopped it, and we need to stop it too.
Liz Peek joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And by the way, guys, we have our live coverage blog up and running over at toddstearns.com. And I want to caution you, we did share the manifesto that this guy left behind and on YouTube. And if you watch it, just be prepared. But it will give you some insight into to what this guy was thinking and why he did what he did. But Liz, you know, when you think about the damage that has been done really for the past at least 10, 15 years in our public schools and elsewhere, even within the culture where they've destroyed, you know, groups like the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts. Yeah. And, you know, they've tried to make, for example, you know, the relationships, you know, little boys always have a best friend. I mean, that's just part of the nature of growing up. And then trying to sexualize that whole concept. I mean, it really is sickening and perverted what they have done to children in this country.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Just let kids be kids, you know, and just unfortunately, all of this leads you into a bigger discussion about social media, the role that social media is playing in, frankly, screwing up kids' lives. You know, I think we're going to, again, as a nation, we are going to have to address this. Kids are getting bullied online. They're being told that being a straight male or a straight female is a kind of a disgraceful pegging of your sexuality. And it's all perverted and it's all negative. The reading material that some classrooms introduce at, you know, third grade. And by the way, when you have states like Florida, they're stepping up and saying, no, we're not going to allow this to happen. Then you get pilloried for being authoritarian and opposed to free speech. No, what you teach your children, what you expose your children to is extremely important in setting their course in life. And if you expose them to a lot of claptrap liberal ideology that confuses them and makes them question everything, including their biological selves, you are not doing any favors to any. You are truly not doing any favors to anybody.
We had a little bit of fun with Snoop Dogg yesterday, Liz. He's not in my musical repertoire. I have no doubt he probably is in yours. But Snoop Dogg was really upset because, you know, he took his grandson to go see Buzz Lightyear, and there it was, yeah. You know, a lesbian couple. And you know, the questions that come as a result of that. And I think it's interesting when you've lost people like Snoop Dogg, you know, we've crossed the Rubicon.
Yeah. And but again, who is that benefiting, really? I mean, I think as kids get old, they become teenagers, they become young adults. You can then, they will become familiar with the idea that not every man is attracted to women. That's fine. Okay. I mean, but you don't have to force it on them. And that's what the left always does wrong, Todd. It goes too far. We're seeing it now in all the sort of pro-crime legislation and policies that Democrats have adopted. Now you have Democrat mayors and governors all over the country railing about Donald Trump wanting to establish law and order in our major cities. How dumb can you get? This is something, a new poll is out from the AP. This is not a left-wing poll or a right-wing poll saying 81% of Americans are very concerned about crime in our big cities. Guess what? They're right. Our crime in our big cities is too high. It's too high when there are murders in Chicago every single day. Once again, though, I mean, it's just like, you know, they cannot stop themselves from going overboard. No, as you know, very few people in America think that biological men should be competing against women in sports. It's like a fraction of the community. Why are we even talking about this anymore? And why are we allowing it to happen? I honestly cannot imagine.
81% of Americans, 81% see crime as a major problem. Liz, I was in Washington for several days this week, and it was amazing just to walk around, and you didn't have to worry. You saw law enforcement, but it wasn't overwhelming. It didn't look like a police state. And I would talk to the Uber drivers and people at the hotels and the restaurants, and to a person, they were all so thankful that the law enforcement was there and that they could actually go outside and enjoy themselves without being worried about getting shot down or carjacked.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, but you know, Todd, what happened is that too many of us just began to accept it as normal. We accepted as normal the fact that all of our items in our drugstores were covered by plastics because our idiot policymakers were allowing thieves to come in and walk out with garbage bags full of merchandise. So the stores had to take cover. They literally had to become defensive so as not to allow that to happen. When you allow criminals to get away with crime, guess what? They do more of it. And if Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, and other people who say that's not so, who say that locking up criminals does not get rid of crime, it doesn't get rid of it, but I'll tell you what, it gets better. And people don't want to go to jail. So everything they're doing is just so wrong and sort of wrongheaded. It's very hard to sort of deal with it as a normal, average, common sense American. And thank God we have someone in the White House who is dealing with it as a common sense American.
Donald Trump is. He's taking care of business. Speaking of that, before we let you go, I have to ask, Liz, have you ever been to a Cracker Barrel?
Yes, I have. I have down south. And I liked it. I think it's very homey and very charming. And I think that the way they went about rebranding themselves was pretty stupid and pretty dismissive of the great support they have from their traditional customers. I'm not as wound up about this issue as some people because I don't equate this at all with having a trans person trying to sell men Bud Light. I thought that was just beyond preposterously stupid. This one, I think, look, the company has been losing market share for several years. It's been a little bit of a downhill slide. I don't blame a CEO for coming in and trying new things, but you do that. And remember, like Coke Classic, this is a typical kind of thing. You do it by keeping your base of customers very protected, by which I mean, if they love the logo, you don't screw around with the logo. If they love the decor, you keep it the way it is, but you subtly introduce no menu items or whatever you need to do. But this sort of clobbering people over the head with a brand new look, a brand new logo, et cetera, it was not smart. And I think they paid a pretty good price for that.
See, I had them pegged when they started selling something called plant-based sausage. That was it. It was over.
Okay, that's it. Yeah,
it's done.
By the way, I know all that stuff. I think the appetite for that kind of stuff has really diminished because it's not very good. It's not very good for you. So
I said it was beyond meat. It's beyond edible. That's the problem. It's All right, Liz, good hearing from you, my friend.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. The great Liz Peek, everybody. Wow. Liz Peek, Cracker Barrel alum. I love this. She is a Renaissance lady, Liz Peek is. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Again, the breaking news. It turns out that the gunman, a transgender terrorist, shooting up yet another Christian school. We had one. There was a shooting in Nashville and now in Minneapolis. And my question, ladies and gentlemen, are you concerned about the normalization of behaviors? And are you concerned about what's happening to your kids in the public school system? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Wow, this is just heartbreaking. We can tell you now that Six children are listed in critical condition now as a result of that shooting at the Catholic church and school today. A transgender terrorist opening fire on small children. I mean, these are tiny little kids. So we need you to pray, like just pray. And I know many of you go to church on Wednesday night and you have prayer meeting and church suppers. Take a moment and pray for these precious little children. And can you, I can't even begin to imagine the parents and the heartbreak and the anguish that they must be dealing with right now. Just unbelievable. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. And again, the breaking news is that the gunman, now identified as a transgender terrorist in Minneapolis. Let's go to Bob in Texas. A lot of Patriot Talk 920 listeners today. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind?
My take on this shooting is, well, first of all, let me say my condolences to the family and the victims on them and their part and prayers for them. But my take is on this, doing the math on this shooter's age, he was 23. This is 2025, so he was born in 2022. He started his school in 2008, roughly approximately. That was about the time that Obama started his administration. So the kid went through, or the boy went through 8 years of indoctrination into the Obama administration when they were really getting bearing down with the transgender teachings and all that during Obama. And so he was already indoctrinated by the time he got out, you know, and into the Trump administration, like eighth, ninth grade. Of course, Trump couldn't do much about it. He was being impeached and everything else and fighting all the legal lawfare. So this boy graduated from school with indoctrination and all. And I agree with your point, what you're saying, that they need to get rid of the Department of Education that Jimmy Carter started. And it was just it's just an abomination. It's a great failure. I hope this is something that will turn President Trump or get a hold of his attention or get his mind to thinking that, yeah, he needs to follow through with getting rid of the Department of Education. And basically, that was my thoughts on it, Tom.
Bob, well, I appreciate you doing that. That music means we've got to take a quick break here. And I want to address some of the things you said because you're spot on here. Bob, thank you for that call. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Yeah, I would seriously consider homeschooling. And hear me on this. Look, just think about this, ladies and gentlemen. If the Republicans lose in 2028, then all bets are off when it comes to the Department of Education, because if it's not eliminated, they will strengthen it. And by the way, all of these executive orders that President Trump is implementing, all of those go away. That once he leaves office, they're gone. And as you have seen, the Republicans in Congress are not all that keen right now on codifying most of President Trump's agenda. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the reality of where we are. Oh, bad news for those of you who love your ding-dongs. And I'm talking about the delicious Hostess snack that goes best with a frosty glass of cold milk. Hostess ding-dongs being recalled because of a mold risk. So if you bite into one of the Hostess ding-dongs and that delicious creamy filling looks green, that is not Dubai chocolate with the pistachio filling. Just want to throw that out there for you. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Jess in Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Jess, what's on your mind?
Thank you so much. I love your show. First time I've ever called. What is wrong with the American people when a guy wants to be a girl, and then a girl wants to be a guy, and then they end up killing a bunch of people, and they think it may be a mental problem? I mean, it was a mental problem when they had surgery.
Yeah, you know, it's Jess, you are so right about this. It is, there were so many missed opportunities, and it's not even that they were missed. It's that our nation's education system is no longer built to address what we're what were considered to be mental problems, and transgenderism was a mental illness just a few years ago.
If you're born a guy and you want to be a girl, or if you're born a girl and you want to be a guy, you have a mental illness. There is no question about that.
No, not at all. And by the way, and this is throughout history. You know, they're able to treat those things. And again, in this fallen world that we live in, all of us deal with certain things in our lives. And you know, I don't begrudge anybody for that at all. But the idea that you're going around, and I'll give you an example, Jess, you know, I've been trying to exercise and eat better and try to lose weight. That's a big struggle for me because I like good eating and I'm from the South. But you know what? If somebody went out there and said, Starnes, the problem with you is you're not fat enough. You need to put on another 50 or 60 pounds. Jess, that would kill me, right? But there are people out there that actually believe that obesity is now that's called body shaming, and that you should celebrate obesity. We're living in an insane world right now.
I agree. We are living in an insane world. That's exactly right.
We'll say this, Jess. I ordered a salad last. I went to a nice restaurant in D.C. and ordered a salad. And the salad, I probably should have stopped at the salad, but then, you know, you can add steak to the salad, and then you can add the delicious ranch salad dressing. I think I may have put on some weight eating all that lettuce. But it was a...
God bless you. Keep up the good work. Tell America they're going crazy listening to this insanity.
So I want you to listen to my insanity. At least you'll be entertained. All right, Jess, hang in there. Thanks for calling in. And don't be a stranger. We want you to be a second-time caller. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone. Went to Mastro's. Oh, I've got to tell this story. I've got to tell you, Dylan, about what happened with Ben Dieter last night. You know, the boy, he runs. He's a marathon runner, and he eats like beans and like broth. That's it. You know, he's not a big eater. So I said, no, we're feeding you. We're going to feed you. So we went over to this great steak joint in D.C. And if you've ever been to if you haven't been to Mastro's, you got to go. And they've got four or five. They may have more than that around the country. I went to the one in, years ago was this near Newport Beach, California? That's the Republican part of California. Had a great time. Beautiful, right by the ocean. It's a great scene, but the food is off the chart. And they bring you this giant, if you've been there, they bring you this giant, like, seafood tower. And you can, you know, you get lobster and shrimp, whatever you want on it. Caviar? I'm not a big caviar guy. I only eat scrambled eggs, not fish eggs. So anyway, Dieter orders a 12-ounce steak, a filet, and he scarfed that sucker down. It was pretty impressive.
I'm proud of Ben. His diet changes like the wind, so I'm glad that he's, you know, actually getting some protein.
Then he put, I don't know, they had some like bone marrow butter or something they put on it. You know, that was his jam. So,
of course.
But then afterwards, they brought out a little complimentary dessert, something called brown butter cake. And I literally had a bite. The next thing I know, Dieter is scarfing down the entire cake. I'm like, where did that come from? So we taught him well here in Memphis, Tennessee.
We taught him very well.
I love telling the story. When I hired Dieter as our executive producer, and now he's a press secretary up in Washington. When I hired Dieter, I had no idea the poor kid was a vegan. He didn't eat meat. And I took him, his very first day in Memphis, I took him to Central Barbecue, and I got in the barbecue sampler platter. That kid, I made him eat barbecue bologna.
And since then, until he moved back, apparently, he was like all meat.
Mm-hmm.
He went on the carnivore diet.
Carnivore diet.
It was like only.
Unbelievable. So anyway.
Good job.
Yeah, he scarfed that sucker, and I'm like, wow. Want some of my salad? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, I've got to tell you about our friends over at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Man, I love this website they've got. And you need to go check it out, amac.us/Starnes. That's amac.us/Starnes. Get this, $1.20 a month, 5-year membership. you are going to get access to all sorts of incredible things. First of all, the website, the magazine, the AMAC magazine, exclusive member resources. You're going to get incredible discounts on travel, insurance, prescription drugs. Again, $1.20 a month. That's insane. And it's one of the best publications out there for patriotic Americans. AMAC is the conservative alternative to AARP. And it's not just for us old folks. Yeah, you can actually, if you're 18, 19, 20, 18 years old and up, you can get a subscription to AMAC, and you'll have the exact same benefits and access to the benefits that we will. For just $1.20 a month, go to amac.us/darns. All right, let's go back to Texas. A lot of Texas listeners today. Let's say hello to Craig. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind?
Hey, Wallace, my condolences and prayers out to the families in the shooting at the Catholic school. That's just awful. But I want to just cross something with the educational system real quick. My kids are 47, 37, and 27. There's a marked difference in their education and how much I had to support it in order to get them through college because of the DEI and whatever else. We all know about that. But what I would tell you is my daughter, the youngest one, told me about how the DEI and the transgenderism thing was working in the schools. And she'd say, well, people just pick one month and they pick the other because they get to decide what they are and they're not sure. And if they're uncomfortable in a situation, then they become a boy or a girl. And this is condoned in the school system. And that was more important than teaching my daughter to speak German. Takes German for 2 years, and I asked her to give me her hand at her graduation, and she didn't even know what I said. So our educational system is failing. The Department of Education is absolutely a horrendous theft of money from the taxpayers, and they're promoting mental illness. It's just awful.
Craig, I'm wondering, you know, if there's, you know, what can parents do, and what do you recommend for parents doing? I mean, we tell people to homeschool. In a lot of cases, that may not be a possibility, but it may have to be a necessity if we don't get, you know, control of our public schools back to us.
Well, I would like to say something to parents who are listening, because we moved from Alaska to supposedly one of the best school systems in Texas, and this is what my daughter got.
In Texas?
And yes. I'm an original Texan from Llano, Texas. But we were living in Alaska, and I told my wife, I said, I'd rather get an education from a college in Texas because the job placement's better. Sorry, Alaskans, I apologize for that. But anyway, my friends homeschooled their children, and people are going, oh, they're not going to be able to interact socially. All of their children, four of them, absolutely at this point in time, financially and professionally exceptional and homeschooled. I would suggest parents homeschool. If not, you really have to be involved in the school system to see what they're doing, but they'll even fight you. I went to the school to talk to them about how come my daughter can't speak German after 2 years, and they practically threw me out of the school. They didn't want to talk to me. And, you know, when your teacher talks about her boyfriends and dogs and these other things, instead of educating you, this is the end result. The teachers aren't monitored. The kids do very unusual things in the bathrooms, even my daughter told me about, that I can't say on the radio. I was just in a state of shock.
Craig, well, we appreciate the intel. And again, I think it's just shocking when you hear this was happening in a conservative state like Texas. It proves that this is happening in red states, blue states, all of our states. And you've got to pay attention, ladies and gentlemen, to what the kids, what your kids are being exposed to in the classroom. Just unbelievable. Craig, thank you for the call. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Here is the police chief there in Minneapolis just a few moments ago giving us an update.
Police officers from the Minneapolis Police Department immediately responded, entered the church, and attempted to provide first aid and rescue some of the children that were hiding throughout the building, while other first responders came and EMS responded to rush victims to nearby hospitals. Two young children, ages 8 and 10, were killed where they sat in the pews. Their parents have been notified. 17 other people were injured. 14 of them being children. Two of those children are in critical condition. The coward who fired these shots ultimately took his own life in the rear of the church. Our hearts are broken for the families who have lost their children, for these young lives that are now fighting to recover, and for our entire community that has been so deeply traumatized by this senseless attack. We will stand together to protect our children, our schools, and our houses of worship. This deliberate act of violence is just a sign of cruelty that is beyond comprehension. Our hearts are broken for everyone that's been affected by this tragedy. As we begin the difficult path of healing, I want the community to know this, that even in the face of such evil, the Minneapolis Police Department and all of our law enforcement partners stand with our community. We stand with these families and with this parish. We will continue to be here for you. With that, the investigation is obviously in its preliminary stages, and I will attempt to take some questions to provide further information.
Chief, what can you tell us about the suspect in this case? How old was he? Any kind of motivation? Any notes or any other information?
So we were looking, the question was, what can be said about the shooter? We believe it is one suspect, a sole shooter. We believe he is deceased. He is in his early 20s, does not have an extensive known criminal history. And we are looking through information left behind to try and determine some type of motive.
Yeah. How many children?
The question was how many children at the school. There were dozens of children inside the mass at the time. I don't have an exact count. The children have been relocated into the school, which is where their families are reunifying with them.
All right, there you go. Just some of the Q&A, and we can now tell you that number of critically injured children now at 6. It is just a horrible, horrible day in Minneapolis, and the breaking news is the gunman, a transgender terrorist. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, President Trump ordering flags flown at half-staff today in memory of those who lost their lives at the school shooting there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The gunman posting a manifesto online, we have that over on our website. Just fair warning, it's pretty graphic. You can see it for yourself, though. It's an 11-minute video that was posted 2 hours before the shooting. The guy had an arsenal of guns, 23 years old. He changed his name legally from Robert Westman to Robin Westman in January of 2020, and the courts granted that request. So we're going to keep you updated on all of the developments tonight at 5 o'clock on the Todd Stern Show. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage of this. Also bringing in some folks to discuss the whole transgender angle here, and the reality is that there are very violent people within the trans community. Not all trans people are violent. Hear me on that, all right? But what I am telling you is that there are some who are very unhinged, and they are targeting Christians. We saw this happen in the school shooting in Nashville at Covenant Christian School. Now, my recommendation here, and if your Christian school does not have a security plan and a fully staffed security department, then you are a soft target. And I'm not saying that a security guard could have stopped what happened, but he might have. So it's imperative to make sure that your school, your church, your religious group, that you've got protection. You need to make sure. It is a very dangerous world out there, folks. And my heart's just ache for the moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and what they're going through right now. Just really remarkable. By the way, New York Times posting a photo, the flag already lowered to half staff over at the White House. Senator Amy Klobuchar says one of her former staff members has three kids in the church, and Klobuchar is talking already about getting the guns. Unbelievable. Klobuchar says that eyewitnesses say that they watched a child get shot in the stomach, another in the neck, and the children were actually scrambling down the pews to protect themselves. Seven children, and these are the injured, by the way, they're at Children's Hospital, Minnesota. They say seven children between the ages of 9 and 16 are being treated there. So that's the very latest. All right, we've got to leave it there, folks. Again, ToddStearns.com. Our live coverage continues. We'll be posting a lot of stories, video, photos from the scene. So head over to our website. We will see you tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, on Newsmax. Get out there, folks. Be safe. You be good, America.